latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start with the news of the transfers and rumoured forward Alvaro Morata, who has reportedly informed his closest friends he will be joining Manchester United this summer after an interim agreement with Zinedine Zidane to leave. United have been in hot pursuit of the 24-year-old this summer, but saw the opening bid of £52 million rejected by the Liga giants. Madrid are looking for a fee closer to £79.5 million, but Morata is said to have cut short his honeymoon to smooth the negotiations, in which he asked the club to let him go for a reasonable fee. According to the Daily Express, Madrid are now willing to accept a fee closer to £70 million, as told friends the deal is good as done to take him to Old Trafford. Moving on into other news, and United now look set to miss out on the signing of midfielder Ivan Perisic for a cup price fee, as Inter Milan are now confident of avoiding UEFA's financial sanctions without having to take the sale. The Serie A side have to break even for the financial year ending June 30, 2017, by raising a total of €30 million through player sales, or the club would face a €7 million fine for breaching UEFA's financial fair play. Jose Mourinho was hoping to capitalise on this and bring him to Old Trafford. The Italian club are believed to have been disappointed with the vit nature of the offers, and United refused to match the valuation, but now the Serie A side have found themselves very optimistic about raising enough cash through sales to avoid the UEFA sanctions, and of course selling Perisic on the cheap. Finally then, and midfielder Paul Pogba has ridiculed Manchester United's lavishly praised rivals for failing to complement their stylish football with silverware. Pogba, identified as a future captain by boss Jose Mourinho, spoke at length about his first full season in English football during an interview with Esquire magazine. He admits he didn't play too well, but has laughed off comments saying he's the world's worst player due to that big hefty price tag, and insists that going forward their rivals have been overly hyped. That's all then for today's headlines. We'll have more news later.